and I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Israel is responding to charges of genocide at the UN's top court on Friday after South Africa filed an urgent request with the court to issue a ceasefire in Gaza. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
On Thursday, saying the situation in Gaza has reached a new and horrific stage. The court has already found that there's a real and imminent risk to the Palestinian people in Gaza by Israel's military operations. ICJ judges have broad powers to order a ceasefire and other measures, though the court doesn't have its own enforcement apparatus. Dozens of pro-Israel protesters gathered outside the International Court of Justice, one telling the AP, "I hope they take a wise decision and they know it's not a genocide, but that Israel is trying its best to get the hostages back and to end the war." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A Taliban official says flash floods from heavy seasonal rains in western Afghanistan have killed at least 50 people and dozens remain missing, adding the death toll was based on preliminary reports and might rise. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Spokesman for the provincial governor, Abdul Wahid Hamas, says a hard-hit province of Ghor has suffered significant financial losses. This after thousands of homes and properties were damaged and hundreds of hectares of agricultural land destroyed following Friday's floods. Last week, the UN Food Agency said the exceptionally heavy rains in Afghanistan killed more than 300 people. Most of those occurred in the province of Baghlan. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
A divisive mobilization law in Ukraine has come into force as Kyiv struggles to boost troop numbers. The legislation will make it easier to identify every conscript in the country. President Volodymyr Zelensky also signed separate laws Friday that allow prisoners to join the army and increase fines for draft dodgers fivefold. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. More Russian media outlets are banned in Europe. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The EU has banned four more Russian media outlets from broadcasting in the 27-nation bloc for what it calls the spread of propaganda about the invasion in Ukraine and disinformation as the EU heads into elections in 3 weeks. The latest batch of broadcasters include Voice of Europe and RIA Novosti. The EU claims the group are under the control of the Kremlin. It said in a statement that, in particular, they're targeting European political parties, especially during election periods. Belgium already last month opened a probe into suspected Russian interference in June's Europe-wide elections. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Parts of northwest India are sweltering under scorching temperatures, with the capital New Delhi under a severe weather alert as extreme temperatures strike parts of the country. India's weather department expects heat wave conditions to persist across the north for the next few days and has put several states on high alert. On Friday, parts of New Delhi reported up to 47.1 degrees Celsius. The extreme temperatures in northern India coincide with a six-week-long general election, with experts worried that the heat wave could increase health risks as people wait in long lines to cast their vote or candidates campaign aggressively in the outdoors. The man who broke into former U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's home in 2022 and assaulted her husband with a hammer was sentenced on Friday to 30 years in prison, federal prosecutors had said. Reuters correspondent Rachel Faber reports.
David DePape forcibly entered Pelosi's home in San Francisco early in the morning on October 28, 2022. Prosecutors say DePape was driven by the far-right conspiracy theories known as QAnon. He acknowledged in trial testimony that he intended to take Pelosi hostage.
What is going on right
now? I'm not getting an answer. I'm calling.
DePape clubbed Pelosi's husband, Paul, over the head with a hammer as police arrived at the scene and were able to subdue the attacker. Paul Pelosi suffered skull fractures, requiring a metal plate in his head. He described his continued struggles with dizziness, balance, and permanent nerve damage in a letter to the judge ahead of Friday's sentencing. In a separate letter, Nancy Pelosi urged the judge to impose a very long punishment.
Rachel Faber from Reuters. German officials and local media say authorities closed down Munich Airport temporarily after six climate activists broke through a security fence and glued themselves to access routes leading to runways. The German news agency DPA said on Saturday the activists from the group Last Generation were protesting flying, the most polluting form of transportation. Police have detained the six. German Interior Minister Nancy Faeser slammed the protests and called for them to end. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.